The views and opinions expressed on this show are strictly those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Ha!
Welcome to the Small Business Hour with your host, Mark Dio. It's 60 minutes of red-hot talk to help you develop your small business.
The Small Business Hour is brought to you by CBeyond, the last communications company a small business will ever need.
All right, folks, welcome to the Small Business Hour right here on the SBA Network. My name is Mark Dio. Of course, joining me, the inimitable Matthew Walker, with a croaky voice this wonderful March 2010 day.
Yes, I'm doing my Froggy from Our Gang impression today.
Oh, Lord. And we're coming to you live from Los Angeles, folks. And, of course, we are your small business advocates, and our show being brought to you as we do every week, and bringing you some positive, productive, and news about how you can be more profitable. And, of course, how to manage your small business more effectively. Every single week, we bring you experts and expert advice, I should say. Today is no exception. And, of course, in this difficult economy I guess we live in right now, Matthew, people do need expert advice. And when I think about what is happening in this economy, I think that, yes, it's challenging, but there are tremendous opportunities. Mm-hmm. And today I wanted to do something a little bit different today, Matthew, and talk about, bring some expert advice in a sense of talking about how we need to be acting in a tough economy like this. Mm-hmm. As small business people, sometimes it's not what we do, but it's
how we do it.
And and when we're facing double-digit unemployment, as we are, when we're facing an erratic stock market, I mean, you don't know if you should invest one day or pull out your money and liquidate the next. Mm-hmm. When we're facing the kind of, I guess, energy crisis or energy – I like to say rather not crisis but energy revolution. I guess there's an energy revolution with new mm-hmm. technologies, new energy technologies at the forefront, both in terms of vehicular as well as in terms of powering our economy or powering our commerce, you know, how do we act? And a lot of times in environments like this, Matthew, it's easy to be a pansy. Mm-hmm. It's easy to be a pushover. It's easy to seem desperate to people. It's easy to come across as, oh, my God, if I don't get this deal from you, I'm going to go out of business. And how does that make us appear in terms of our value to our mm-hmm. constituents? How does that make us appear? For example, if we're in front of prospects and we've got five different competitors competing for this business – and we come across desperate. What does that say to our prospect? Should they choose us? Do people really want to align themselves with folks who are so desperate? Well, I think the obvious answer is no. But how can we act so we're not cocky? I mean, we don't want to come off cocky. We don't want to come off arrogant. We don't want to come off in someone's face. We don't want to be in their face. We want to come off as credible, but yet proud, and letting them know that this is an opportunity for them to partner with us. Not just an opportunity for us to partner with them, but this is also an opportunity for the client. So I'm speaking of this in the context of selling, but I'm also – this is also very applicable when we're attracting candidates. To attract the right kind of candidates, or when we're looking for business affiliates or business alliance partners. So this extends far beyond the selling environment. So I want to go back, Matthew, and resurrect a conversation we had a while back where we talked about how sometimes nice guys – finish last. Now, I'm not, and I want to position this properly. I don't want I don't want people to believe that you should be a jerk, because jerks don't finish first, let's face it. But if we're constantly pandering, if we're constantly sort of placating others, bending over so far backwards that in fact we lose our value, then we're not going to create the kind of impression. So when we come back, Matthew, when we come back from a short break, I want you to queue up and I want you to play the conversation that you and I had, which was actually one of the highest ratings we've ever received on our show. And I want folks to listen carefully. Maybe get a pencil, get a pad, make some notes, and we'll find out why nice guys don't necessarily finish first. So go nowhere. You're listening to the Small Business Hour right here on the SBA Network. We'll be back with Nice Guys Don't Necessarily Finish First.
The Small Business Hour is brought to you by CBeyond, the last communications company a small business will ever need.
CBeyond, big solutions for growing your small business. For over 10 years, CBeyond has provided small businesses with the communication tools for success. We're proud to offer services such as local and long-distance voice, mobile, and broadband internet access, along with enhanced features like voicemail, email, web hosting, data backup, file sharing, VPN, and more. So as your business grows, we've got you covered. CBeyond, the last communications company a small business will ever need.
Winning means sinking more shots, blowing away the competition, coming in first. Being second might have been okay for mom, but today, coming in second just gets you a pat on the back and a, hey, thanks for trying. Dale Carnegie Training gives you and your people the skills you need to win. For salespeople, how to be more strategic, earn and keep that important client. From prospecting to information gathering to negotiations to closing. For managers, it's how to win the commitment of your team. Build teamwork and loyalty like never before. A company where people excel. Dale Carnegie Training isn't some boot camp with a drill instructor who breaks you down and leaves you in a daze. And it isn't going back to school for years and pulling all-nighters while you're still trying to do your regular job. It's the right training for the real world that teaches you how to win more often. It works and it sticks. Call now, 562-427-1040. Face it, as a business owner, manager, or salesperson, you're paid for results, winning results. So make winning a habit. Call 562-427-1040. Come on, you were made to win. 562-427-1040.
Are compliance issues keeping you up at night? Are you worried that your labor law posters may be out of date? Do you even know how to protect your business from fines of thousands of dollars? Without a dedicated compliance department, it's hard to remain on top of the constantly evolving labor law legislation at the state and federal level. That's why the experts at Compliance Poster Company provide their clients with a dedicated research department. The innovator of the all-on-one compliance poster. Compliance Poster Company has simplified labor law compliance. Just hang one poster and you're in compliance with all federal and state labor law mandates. Then when labor laws change, you'll receive an email to let you know and your restless nights. Call the compliance experts at Compliance Poster Company today at 1-800-817-7678. That's 1-800-817-7678. Once again, 1-800-817-7678. Or on the web at complianceposter.com. Ha!
The Small Business Hour is brought to you by CBeyond, the last communications company a small business will ever need.
All right. Hey, welcome to the Small Business Hour, 97.1, the FM talk station, right here with you. Mark Dio, your host, and of course, the inimitable Matthew Walker. And what are we talking about today, folks? Talking about helping you to develop your small business. Or maybe you're a manager, director, vice president of a big business, and you want to develop that too. Well, don't change that dial. Stay with us. But you know what we do here on the Small Business Hour, going into our seventh year now, is spend the time to connect you with the resources that you need to build your business. Whether you're a home-based business, whether you're an entrepreneurial concern, you're starting a public company, or you know what? you're just working out of the back of the house, it's okay. We're gonna connect you with the resources that you need and the information, giving you not just the education but the inspiration. Because a lot of times, you know, it's not just about working harder.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, Matthew?
It can be all about working smarter.
Well, hopefully it is. And hopefully you can find a way to work a little bit smarter, produce a little bit more, and the bottom line is to grow your business. And that's what we talk about every single week right here on the show. And it's your show, by the way, folks, so feel free to pick up the phone and give us a call. And in a moment, I'll give you that number. And we'll be happy to get you on the line and answer any questions that you have. You're wondering how to get the funding that you need. You're wondering how to market yourself more effectively. You're wondering how to collaborate, how to find folks to cooperate with, how to build affiliates, how to build alliances, really how to attract customers. That's what it's all about. So don't hesitate to pick up the phone and give us a call. And later on, we're going to give you a little incentive to call in. Not now, but we'll tell you when. But what I want to talk about today is, you know, Matthew, most of the time, a lot of folks believe, most of the time believe, that you got to be a nice guy in business or a nice gal.
Yeah, you've got to please your customers. You got to be genial. Makes sense. I mean, that's sort of the conventional
way. It makes sense that you got to be a nice person, and that way, you know, you'll finish first. Wrong. Nice guys finish last. Nice gals finish last. And you know, in business, sometimes they don't even finish at all. They don't even make it. Most businesses don't make it. 95% of businesses fail. Because people are working on, Matthew, trying to be nice, eliminating all the conflict.
Sure. You don't want conflict with customers?
No. Conflict is good. The more conflict you have with your customer, the better it is. And you know the old saying, Matthew, the customer is always right. Mm-hmm. Wrong. The customer is always wrong. The customer is never right. You know, and you should make promises to your customer, you know, because if you don't promise them, then you're not going to look very good next to your competitors. Mm-hmm. Never make a promise.
Okay.
And, you know, then people say, well, you got to go to the customers and find out what they need.
Sure.
You've got to ask them what kind of products or what kind of services Mr. or Miss Customer, do you need?
Yeah, how else are you going to know what to sell?
Wrong. Sounds like an ostrich, sort of.
I don't know what it sounds
wrong.
Like.
It's wrong. It's totally wrong. Because, well, you know, what the hell do they know? What do they know?
They know their business, right?
They know it today. But by the time we develop a product or service, you know, that time has passed. Mm-hmm. That time's passed. So we're developing a product or service for a customer that a customer wants, and by the time we release it, it's too late.
Wow.
And if you're, you know, obviously you have to apologize to the customer from time to time. Mm-hmm. Never apologize.
What if you're wrong? What if you screwed up?
Well, you know what? If you follow the system, you won't screw up. Mm-hmm. If you follow the system, you will not screw up. And therefore, you won't have to apologize. But far better than apologizing and saying, oh, I'm sorry, I really messed up. Say, would you please forgive me? Now, what is the customer going to say?
Probably yes.
Well, then who has the power now?
I guess you do.
Yes, you do. That's right. Mm-hmm. You guessed correct. Bottom line is we never chase the customer. We ask more questions than the customer. These are the 10 absolutes. So, and I want to talk about this, Matthew, and I want to maybe give people an example. Give them an example of what a typical customer does, what a typical client does that is in the selling situation and when they market themselves in their brochure, on their website, in their advertising, on their flyers they send out, on their business cards, in all of the marketing they do, they're chasing people down and trying to be the nice guy, mm-hmm. and they get crapped on. And they wonder why. And they wonder why they're going out of business. Why they don't have enough. I can't get people to buy my product or service. They're not interested. They just care about price. They just want me to drop my price.
You hear that all the time.
Boo! That's because you're trying to be a nice person. And people just don't respect
that. You can't
be
mean to your customers, can you?
You don't have to be mean. See, when we implement this kind of philosophy, Matthew, what ultimately happens is we become far more important to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Because we end up caring more about their business than they do. No customer performs at 100% accuracy or at 100% of their ability. But if we don't focus on where they're not performing, then we're automatically focusing the spotlight on ourselves, on our product, on our service, on our company.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give people an example. Let's look at what typically happens in a customer and salesperson or marketing person or business owner relationship.
Okay.
Okay?
Are you going to be the salesperson then?
You guessed it!
So I guess that makes me the customer.
You're the customer, Matthew.
All right.
So you know, I've got an appointment with you, and you want to meet with me. We've already determined that you are interested in my product. Well, let's just say my product is some kind of industrial product.
All right.
Because this works for any business.
Selling widgets.
It's a widget. It's some kind of production widget that'll make my production line or make your production line more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already agreed to meet. And here we go. You ready?
Sure.
So you tell me everything sounds good. Go ahead, tell me that.
Everything sounds good for a meeting tomorrow. Can you get here by 8 a.m.? I really need you here at 8 a.m.
Okay, well, I'm coming from San Diego, and yeah, I can try to make it by 8.
You'll try to make it, or will you make it?
Well, okay.
Can you make it or not? I mean,
yeah,
I need a commitment.
I can be there by 8. Yeah, I can be there by 8. I have to leave early, but yeah,
okay,
I can be
good.
There.
Good, and I need you to email me an agenda and leave me a voicemail of what you're going to cover.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that tomorrow morning. No problem.
No, that's not going to work. I need you to do it today. I'm playing golf tomorrow. I don't want to be bothered. I really need it today.
Oh, okay. All right, no problem. Well, and, as soon as we hang up, then I'll take care of that. Is there anything else you need?
Yeah. You've got an expense account, right? I really want to have lunch at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Okay.
You'll be taking me there, right?
Okay. Well, I suppose, yeah. I mean, all right. Yeah. Okay, I'll make an appointment. Yeah, I'll make
all
a
right.
reservation, I mean. Yeah.
And since you're going to be making a big commission on the sale, why don't you send me on one of those party cruises? That'd be good. Yeah, I want a weekend cruise. You can do that for
all
me, right? Give me a trip.
I'll work on it. Let me see what I can do. Okay, I'll see you Wednesday at 8 then. Mm-hmm. All right, now
that seemed to work pretty good for me as a customer.
Yeah, I think it worked good for you. I think it worked great for you. But how did it work for the salesperson? And that's pretty typical.
Yeah, I think a lot of people bend over backwards. They do whatever it takes to please the customer.
And that's what they think they're supposed to do. And that's exactly what they shouldn't do. And that's what their marketing material does, too, by the way. The same thing that we do in a selling relationship or a business owner-customer relationship, that takes place in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more obvious when you get a brochure, when you get a letter, when you look on a website,
sure.
when you look at an ad. It's like this person's chasing you. They're trying to please you. They're coming
it's
after
like
you.
It's like they're begging you to like them.
And who is in control? The customer. And you know what, folks? You can't help the customer if they're in control. Okay, now, before I go to the break, I want to hear from some of our listeners and our screeners. Yeah, how's the car, Chris? Car working good and all that? Okay, buddy, good. He had a flat tire, but I'll tell you how committed he is. He's here, huh?
Absolutely.
Give him some appreciation. As a matter of fact, pick up the phone, give Chris a call. What did you think of that exchange? How many thought... What? I just want to hear what our listeners have to say. How many thought that it was pretty typical? How many thought I was like the biggest... you know, wimp in the world? How many thought that they could do better? Pick up the phone. Let's hear it. Matter of fact, if somebody can do better, I got a nice prize for them. I'm gonna give them our download version of our $600, $500 Attract More Business program.
Sure.
Okay? So pick up the phone right now. LA in the Valley. I want to hear, can you do better? Can you do better? 520-9710. 520-9710. All over Southern California, 888-520-9710. What did you think of that exchange? Or straight from your car, Sprint PCS customers, #971. We're talking about how nice guys finish last. I want to hear from you, our listeners. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Straight from your car, Sprint PCS customers, #971. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
The Small Business Hour is brought to you by CBeyond, the last communications company a small business will ever need.
CBeyond, big solutions for growing your small business. For over 10 years, CBeyond has provided small businesses with the communication tools for success. We're proud to offer services such as local and long-distance voice, mobile, and broadband internet access, along with enhanced features like voicemail, email, web hosting, data backup, file sharing, VPN, and more. So as your business grows, we've got you covered. CBeyond, the last communications company a small business will ever need.
Winning means sinking more shots, blowing away the competition, coming in first. Being second might have been okay for mom, but today, coming in second just gets you a pat on the back and a, hey, thanks for trying. Dale Carnegie Training gives you and your people the skills you need to win. For salespeople, how to be more strategic, earn and keep that important client. From prospecting to information gathering to negotiations to closing. For managers, it's how to win the commitment of your team. Build teamwork and loyalty like never before. A company where people excel. Dale Carnegie Training isn't some boot camp with a drill instructor who breaks you down and leaves you in a daze. And it isn't going back to school for years and pulling all-nighters while you're still trying to do your regular job. It's the right training for the real world that teaches you how to win more often. It works and it sticks. Call now, 562-427-1040. Face it, as a business owner, manager, or salesperson, you're paid for results. Winning results. So make winning a habit. Call 562-427-1040. Come on, you were made to win. 562-427-1040.
Are compliance issues keeping you up at night? Are you worried that your labor law posters may be out of date? Do you even know how to protect your business from fines of thousands of dollars? Without a dedicated compliance department, it's hard to remain on top of the constantly evolving labor law legislation at the state and federal level. That's why the experts at Compliance Poster Company provide their clients with a dedicated research department. The innovator of the all-on-one compliance poster. Compliance Poster Company has simplified labor law compliance. Just hang one poster and you're in compliance with all federal and state labor law mandates. Then when labor laws change, you will receive an email to let you know and your restless nights. Call the compliance experts at Compliance Poster Company today at 1-800-817-7678. That's 1-800-817-7678. Once again, 1-800-817-7678. Or on the web at complianceposter.com. Ha!
The Small Business Hour is brought to you by CBeyond, the last communications company a small business will ever need.
All right. Hey, welcome back to Small Business Hour on 97.1 the FM Talk Station. We're talking about the fact that nice guys or nice gals finish last. Or, you know, frankly, maybe they don't even finish at all. In fact, 95% of businesses fail in their first year, and they don't finish. Or, you know what happens, Matthew, a lot of the time? The folks that are in the 5%, they just never grow their business to the point where they want to be. If they want to be making $100, $200, $300, half a million dollars a year, they never get to that point. They never get to that point.
So stagnate?
Well, they do. They stagnate. And they might pick up new business and lose business. They might increase maybe 5% every year. But, you know, that's not enough. You don't live long enough. You can't work long enough to make enough money to retire, unless you're making $300,000-$500,000. So I'm talking to folks out there. If you're not making $300,000-$500,000, you need to tune in. I mean, you need to listen to what I'm saying here. This can change your entire future. For God's sakes, this can change your whole future. Stop getting pushed around. Now, we did an example, and now I want to do
You know, I want to do it the other way. I want to give people the ability to see the difference, to hear the difference.
Okay, so if somebody follows your 10 absolutes of rejection, let's just run through those real quick again.
Let's do it. Conflict is good. Confrontation is good.
Okay, that's
you need
one.
To incite it, not
right.
avoid it. The
number
customer
two?
Is never right. He's okay. never right. She's never right. They're always wrong.
Number three?
Never make a promise. The worst thing you can do is to make a promise.
Number four?
Never base products or services for the future on what your customers are saying today.
Number five?
Never apologize. Ever, ever, ever apologize. If you have to, you've lost and walk away.
All right. Number six?
Negotiate everything. Leave nothing on the table. Every little tiny point negotiated.
Mm-hmm. Number seven?
Never give anything. Anything without getting something back. And I don't care what it is. Never give anything away mm-hmm. without getting something back from the customer.
Number eight.
Always let the customer initiate communication. Don't chase them around. Don't call them. Don't follow up with them. Let them do that.
Wow. Number nine.
Number nine is never chase the customer, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very similar.
And number 10?
Is ask far more questions than you answer. If you find yourself in a question answering role, you've lost. Walk away. Why bother? You should be asking way more questions. You should be interviewing them. Don't get stepped on. Nice guys finish last. Now, let's go to the phones. Pick up the phone right now. Alien in the Valley, 520-9710. Somebody call me and tell me I'm crazy. Somebody call me and tell me I'm an idiot. I'm
you
this Dale Carnegie
find
guy.
Plenty of people to make that call.
520-9710. I want to hear them. 520-9710. Right from your car. Sprint PCS, #971. You know, if I get somebody with some cojones, I'm going to give them my $600 Attract More Business program, but I ain't giving it to a wimp. Let's talk to Brian in Corona. Brian in Corona, let's talk to you. You're on 97.1 the FM Talk Station.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Brian. What can I do for you today?
You know, I agree with you. I've been selling for 20 plus years. Seems like forever and a day. But, you know, I found many, many years ago that by being too nice, giving away the farm, you end up selling a lot of stuff with nothing left to show for it at the end of the day.
You make it up in volume, Brian.
Yeah, not all the time.
I love the concept of making it up in volume when you're losing money on every sale.
You can just never enough volume to make up that much money. I realize that, you know, it's all perception.
Yeah.
You know, everything's going to have problems. You're going to run into problems with your customers 9 times out of 10. Something's going to pop up, but you always try to find a way to put, I use this word tongue-in-cheek, but put it back on them and turn that into an opportunity to sell more product or sell more service.
Yeah, that's later
on.
Well, exactly. Get folks committed. Good for you, Brian. You know, so you heard the wimpiness in the first exchange there, the only
yeah,
exchange
yeah.
that I did there. But
yeah.
but wouldn't you agree that's pretty common?
It was a pushover.
Yeah, I was a pushover.
I think so.
Which I, obviously
always,
Matthew knows I am such a pushover.
I found that to be the case more often than not.
Yeah. We get stepped on, you know, it's not dissimilar from a lot of what you hear, like, you know, Tom Likas talk about on this station is that, you know, I don't know what he says. He says, what does he say, Matthew? You're the expert. You're a single guy. Don't chase chicks around and only spend $40 on
Likas 101 like rules that he's got.
Yeah.
Sure works.
Of
course it's the same
does.
Thing in business. It's the more you put out effort and the more you appear like you're chasing somebody, the less they want to be with you, regardless
yeah.
of the situation.
Yeah, yeah. Create so much, you know, interest in what you do that people will, there'll be so many people coming to you. You don't have to chase anybody.
It hey, works that way.
Brian.
People want to give you referrals because you help them out of a problem that they kind of created themselves anyway.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Check out the Attract More Business program. We're going to get you the download version. And it is $3.99 value. And we'll go ahead and get one off to you. We have your email and stuff?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. And when you get it, give us a call. Let us know what you think of it.
I will do that. Thank you.
You got it, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
You got it. Let's go ahead and talk to David. David, up there in the valley, you're on 97.1, the FM talk station. David, how can we help you?
Hi. I'm not very successful in business. In fact, I'm not even in business. But here's what I've learned in my short little life, okay?
Okay.
All right. What I've learned is that you've got to give in order to get. And the reason I say this is because if you don't give something,
yes.
then you never get anything back.
Yes.
And if you expect to get something from someone, usually 9 times out of 10, they'll disappoint you.
Good. I'm so glad that you called.
Much like what David Zig Ziglar says when he says, you can have anything you want If you help enough other people get what they want.
And that's true. See, now, David, what you're saying is great because I think a lot of people are thinking this and they're hearing me talk, David, and they're saying, hey, wait a minute, that's way off, Mark. You know, I respect you. I hear what you're saying, but I don't believe what you're saying is true. I think you need to be a giver. And when you go to my website and you read my articles and you read stuff that I write for the newspapers, magazines, stuff, you'll see that I talk about that. And I go like, wait a minute, isn't that going against? No, what I'm saying is the same thing. Matter of fact, if you exercise these 10 absolutes and continue to reject people, you will be able to help them more, David. You will be able to be in a position to assist your client more. I've helped my clients make millions of dollars, multi-millions of dollars. I've helped them become public companies. I've helped them to grow their companies and sell them off at a profit and retire because I've pushed them away. I've made them work harder. I've taken their 80% of their ability and turned it into 90 or 100 by challenging them, by pushing them, by getting them to realize there's more. Rather than have them focus on what I could give them, I got them focused on what they could do to improve. You see, that's my mission. And by always inciting conflict and confrontation and saying, hey, wait a minute, look at this the other way. By never telling them they're right, always looking at ways that they could possibly be wrong. I've helped them to get better. Do you see that, David?
Yeah, I grant you that, but I feel like, I don't know, it just sounds like to me it's just more of the whole... I got mine thing of the 80s.
David, think of it this way. You've seen the new Star Wars movies, have you not?
No, I have not.
Are you familiar with what happens in the whole Star Wars genre? Because what happened was you had Darth Vader, who was basically coddled.
Only Matthew could relate this to Darth Vader.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, they wouldn't really tell him that he was doing things wrong, even though he would mess up every now and then. And look what happened. He became the horrible Darth Vader, and he became the, you know, one of the rulers of the galaxy with an iron fist. While Luke Skywalker, they gave him a hard time. You know, Yoda pushed him. Yoda didn't give him an easy path. And he became the savior of the whole galaxy.
There you go. Yeah. Well, that's one way to look at it. Well, David, I understand what you're saying. But, you know, think about this from the standpoint of, you know, helping someone by sort of challenging them and holding them to a higher standard. Everything that I do is in the best interest of my clients. I don't care about the money. I really, really don't. And Matthew, you know it's true. I never really do business with someone because of the money. And money's not an issue for me because the money comes.
David, it comes back to the principle of caring for someone rather than taking care of them.
There you go, Matthew.
And that by doing everything for somebody, you don't give them the opportunity to learn the best ways to improve themselves.
Yeah, I push them. I challenge them hard. Listen, though, David, God bless you. Thanks for calling. And I hear what you're saying, but let that roll around in your mind, my friend.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin. Let's talk to Kevin in Calabasas. Kevin, you're on 97.1. How are you doing? Good.
Number one, your last statement on everything that you do is in the best interest for the client is absolutely... it's what I live by as a high-end salesperson.
Good for you.
My comment is on the giving. There's two kinds of clients or people, and there's givers and there's takers.
Yes.
And I give to the givers, and you get back 10 times.
Yes.
If you give to a taker, you're just throwing your money out the window.
And you figure it out after a while, don't you, Kevin? You think you know what's going in a black hole.
You try to figure it out. But
I mean, you know, after a while.
But you do know.
You figure it out after a while because you never get anything back.
And you eliminate the takers from your list.
Well, that's the whole. See, now you hit it on the head. That's the whole point of this philosophy is that when we will actually be willing to confront someone and, you know, risk some conflict in order to help them, that's when we can hold them to a higher degree. When we're willing to, hey, look at where they might not be right and be willing to say where we're not right too. That's where we have the ability to, help the relationship grow. If we don't do that, then there's no growth. Now, if that happens and people don't respond, well, we know they're a taker. Move on. Don't waste your time. Don't waste their time.
That's right.
Yeah. Good. Hey, we want to get him a program, too. We want to get you one of our Track More Business programs. See what you think of it. Please let us know. You bet,
Thank
Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Now, do we have time for one more call, Matthew?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Whittier. Don in Whittier, you're on 97.1 The FM Talk Station. How can we help you?
Hey, Mark, what are you doing to me here?
I'm killing
you're
you?
Killing me.
Okay, good. Well, that's what we do the show for. We want you to think. We want your brain to burn a little. Tell us what's on your mind.
Stuff. I'm praying to God they're not.
Oh, sorry about that. I
will tell you, I have one of the weirdest businesses. I twist balloons for a living.
Good for you.
I'm ranked one of the top 30 balloon twisters in the world.
Really?
And while my competition is out there, you know, they get hired to do little doggies and swords. They do quick stuff. They work as hard as they can, as fast as they can. Mm-hmm. And they think about half what I do.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm on my way to a resort hotel. They pay me my full rate to come in early in the morning and make balloons for their guests.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I spend like 5 to 10 minutes sometimes on a single sculpture.
Wow.
I take my time. I relax. I make big things. I have clients that call. They want me to do, you know, 100 balloons an hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I turn down the work.
You turn it
and
down.
It's not just, you know, not wanting to work that hard, but it's simply if I do that, I'm not giving them the best service possible. They get somebody way cheaper to do that. If they're hiring me, they want a specific service. And if I do that, I'm doing them a disservice, and I'm not going to get the
I love this guy, Matthew. Mm-hmm. I love this. You're giving me goose pimples. Listen, I need to get your phone number because I'm writing my new book. It's called The Rules of Attraction, and I'd like to interview you. Wouldn't he be a great interview for the book? Yeah,
absolutely.
We want to interview you for the book because
and Don,
you got
I have a question
it
for you. What's the coolest balloon sculpture that you make?
Yeah.
Balloon Manor.
Balloon Manor? It's like a whole, like, estate? Wow.
Last October, a friend and I went to New York. He actually lives there. I flew up. We built the world's first balloon haunted house.
Oh, I love it.
10,000 square feet, 65,000 balloons.
65,000 balloons.
$34,000 for a charity with it. We
now you see what he's doing?
Going through.
Tell me he's not a giver. I got to interview this guy. Don, I got to interview you for my book. You got it on the nose.
With Chris, our screener.
And don't worry about the other balloon people because this went so far over their heads, they didn't get it. Well, you keep rejecting people, and we're going to talk.
Now, Don, do you wear a red clown nose while you do this?
No, God, no.
Okay. No, he's a class act. Thanks a lot, Don. Oh, God almighty. Let's go to one more call, and we have another Don in Pasadena. You're on 97.1, Don. How can we help you?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friend.
How you doing? I also have a comment to say about business. No one should ever give to a take because they'll make you lose money. And,
there you go.
No one in business should ever give credit to some lousy customer that don't know what he or she wants but wants to take you for everything.
Yeah.
And I know this from experience because, number one, I'm in network marketing, okay?
Oh, boy.
And number two, I run a catering business, okay?
The Small Business Hour is brought to you by
CBI. And you know that by giving to people who are just takers, we run ourselves in circle. We get ourselves so tired running in the circle that we don't have time and effort and energy for the person that really needs us. Isn't that right, Don?
It makes it bad for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's unfair. So to all those lazy customers and to all these lazy prospects, I'm like, go to hell.
Yeah.
Your crap, because if you run across me, I will hurt your feelings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't hold back, Don. Tell me how you really feel.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Listen, customers, if you're listening, you better run because we are after you. And you know, that crap ain't going to work anymore. You tell them, Don. Got a program on the way to you, man.
Thank you, Don.
Thanks for calling. We're going to run to the break. When we come back now, Matthew, when we come back, I want to do the right way. And
so
then
you're going to stand up to me this time?
I'm going to be a man. I'm going to be a man, folks.
Be
a man. The Small Business Hour, 97.1 the FM Talk Station. Give us a call. Somebody call me and tell me I'm crazy. Somebody told me and tell me, Mark, you are so far out of line, you're an idiot. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
See Beyond. Big solutions for growing your small business. For over 10 years, CBeyond has provided small businesses with the communication tools for success. We're proud to offer services such as local and long-distance voice, mobile, and broadband internet access, along with enhanced features like voicemail, email, web hosting, data backup, file sharing, VPN, and more. So as your business grows, we've got you covered. CBeyond, the last communications company a small business will ever need.
Winning means sinking more shots, blowing away the competition, coming in first. Being second might have been okay for mom, but today, coming in second just gets you a pat on the back and a, hey, thanks for trying. Dale Carnegie Training gives you and your people the skills you need to win. For salespeople, how to be more strategic, earn and keep that important client. From prospecting to information gathering to negotiations to closing. For managers, it's how to win the commitment of your team. Build teamwork and loyalty like never before. A company where people excel. Dale Carnegie training isn't some boot camp with a drill instructor who breaks you down and leaves you in a daze. And it isn't going back to school for years and pulling all-nighters while you're still trying to do your regular job. It's the right training for the real world that teaches you how to win more often. It works and it sticks. Call now, 562-427-1040. Face it, as a business owner, manager, or salesperson, you're paid for results, winning results. So make winning a habit. Call 562-427-1040. Come on, you are made to win. 562-427-1040.
Are compliance issues keeping you up at night? Are you worried that your labor law posters may be out of date? Do you even know how to protect your business from fines of thousands of dollars? Without a dedicated compliance department, it's hard to remain on top of the constantly evolving labor law legislation at the state and federal level. That's why the experts at Compliance Poster Company provide their clients with a dedicated research department. The innovator of the all-on-one compliance poster. Compliance Poster Company has simplified labor law compliance. Just hang one poster and you're in compliance with all federal and state labor law mandates. Then when labor laws change, you will receive an email to let you know and your restless nights. Call the compliance experts at Compliance Poster Company today at 1-800-817-7678. That's 1-800-817-7678. Once again, 1-800-817-7678. Or on the web at ComplianceParticipants.com. Ha!
The Small Business Hour is brought to you by CBeyond, the last communications company a small business will ever need.
All right, welcome back to Small Business Hour, 97.1 the FM Talk Station. We're talking about the fact that nice guys
and girls
finish last, not first, last. So if you want to be last, be a nice guy, be a nice girl, and go ahead and finish last. It doesn't work, you're going to get stepped on. And so let's look at this now. The 10, let's just go through the 10 rules of rejection, the 10 absolutes of rejection.
Number one.
Conflict is good. Confrontation is excellent. You should incite it.
Number two.
The customer is never right. Never.
Number three.
Never make a promise. Ever.
Number four.
Never, ever base your products or services for the future on what your customers are saying today. They just don't know. They think they know, but they don't know.
Number five.
Never apologize. Don't say, I'm sorry. Say, would you forgive me?
Number six.
Never give anything without getting something back. Boy, this one's important. We'll demonstrate why this is important in a moment.
Number seven.
Never, ever be the person to initiate communication. Always make the customer do that. And never chase the customer, number nine. Number ten. You should be asking more questions than you are answering. If you find yourself answering questions, you're dead in the water. Did I miss eight?
Negotiate everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed one of them. Number six. I missed number six.
Yep.
Okay, sorry about that, Matthew. Number six, negotiate everything. Now, let's give people an example. Now, listeners, listen carefully. That's what you're supposed to do. That's why we call you listeners.
Okay.
Listen to the example. I want to hear what I did right. Or maybe if you don't think it was right, I'd like to hear from you.
So this time you'll have a backbone.
Yes. I'm going to have serious cojones.
It's not going to be so easy to push around.
There's going to be all sorts of things emanating from me and other
partners.
So just
set it up again. We've got a meeting set tomorrow.
There's a meeting set tomorrow. I'm selling you some component for your production facility to make it more efficient. There's a meeting you've accepted. You're interested in doing business with me, and we just need to firm things up here. So you tell me everything fine, sounds good. Exactly what you said before. Be no different of a customer.
That same guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. I need to get you here at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Is that okay?
Okay. All right. That's not a problem. But let me ask you something. Why 8 a.m.?
Because that's when I want to start.
Okay. You know, I got a better idea. Hear me out here. Do you mind if I ask you a couple questions here first?
Okay.
Okay. Well, let me just ask you. I'm just curious. How would it help you to make sure your team is committed to your new solution before we do the meeting?
Well, if my entire team is behind me, I guess that sort of gives me a lot of pull with management, and they'll sort of like that.
Okay.
Well, that's exactly what my goal is, Matthew.
So before we get this meeting started, I'm going to need a couple of things to really make this happen for you. Do you think you can help me?
Okay, well, what do you need?
Okay, first off, I'm going to need a tour of your plant. I'm going to need to see the plant so I can put everything in perspective. Number two, I'm going to need to talk to a few of your salespeople because I want to get their perceptions and match it up with what your needs are. And third, I want to see your current component in application. So before we do that, those are the things that I need to do. Can you assist me with that?
Okay. Yeah, but you'll email me an agenda and leave me a voicemail of what we're going to cover, right?
Okay, well, listen.
Because, I need that agenda because, I mean, I'm going to be playing golf all day tomorrow, and I don't want to be bothered with that stuff. So if you can just leave me a voicemail tonight, that'll be a lot better.
Well, good for you. You should. Matter of fact, my goal is to get you out there playing golf more often, Matthew.
Good, good. I like that.
So don't worry about that stuff. You're not going to need to worry about any of that stuff. So I don't even want you thinking or worrying yourself about that. Let's really define the parameters of our solution first. Let's define what the solution is so that I can position this in the meeting as your brilliant move.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be coming from San Diego, so I can't promise you when I'm going to get there. But I'm going to be there, you know, sometime between 9:30 and 10. And we'll work through lunch. So you don't have to worry about it. I don't need lunch. Okay? Lunch is for wimps, as you know. Can you arrange all that, though, for me before I arrive?
I guess. Okay. But you're going to be making a big commission on this sale, right? So, I mean, I really want to get something out of it. Like, you can get me some kind of cruise or something. Like, they have those nice weekend cruises down in Mexico. I've been dying to take one of those. You can get me hooked up with one of those, right?
Well, let me ask you something. What makes you think I'm making a big commission?
Well, you're a salesperson. You are, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Let me tell you something, though. If you want one of those cruises, I can restructure this deal. I can restructure the whole thing so you get a trip to Ensenada. However, listen carefully, Matthew. In that case, I don't think we're going to even have the budget to do the meeting that you want to do, let alone deliver the solution. Now, let me ask you this. Which is more important to you, Matt? A party cruise or getting positioned with management the way you want to be positioned?
I guess getting positioned with management, probably.
Okay. So let me do this. Let me help you make that happen. And not only will you get a cruise to Ensenada, maybe I can help you get the promotion that you're looking for, and you can have a cruise through the Mediterranean for 2 weeks. Wouldn't that be better?
Yeah, wow, that sounds good.
Well, that's what I think we can do. We can demonstrate some serious profitability on this deal for you. Okay, now, who was in control?
You were.
In the first situation, who was in control?
I was completely.
Now, let me ask this. Before we actually go rules, did I incite conflict?
Yeah, I think so.
I absolutely did. I was very confrontational. But was it in the interest of me as the salesperson, or was it in the interest of the customer?
In the interest of the customer.
Clearly. Mm-hmm. Was the customer right? Was the customer always right?
No.
In fact, the customer in this scenario was?
Wrong.
Wrong. Always wrong. Did I make a promise to you?
No.
You wanted me to be there at 8 a.m. Am I getting there at 8 a.m.?
No.
I didn't even tell you what time. Matter of fact, I told you I don't know what time I'm going to get there. Mm-hmm. When I get there, I get there.
Yeah.
In a way. And I made that a benefit to you. Mm-hmm. Did I apologize?
No.
Never apologize. Did I negotiate every little thing you said?
Yes.
Everything. Negotiate
every
everything.
Demand I had.
That's number six. I did never gave anything without getting something back. I didn't chase you around. Who asked all the questions? Did I answer your questions?
No, I didn't get to ask any.
You really didn't. Mm-hmm. And I, when the first scenario, I got off the phone having to get there at 8 a.m. From San Diego. I got off the phone having to buy you lunch at Ruth Chris's. Mm-hmm. I got off the phone giving you a trip to Ensenada and not even knowing if I'm getting the deal.
Mm-hmm.
In the second example, did I give you anything that you asked for?
No.
Do you think that I positioned myself pretty good to get the deal?
Yeah, I think you're pretty much in control of
this
that whole situation.
This is exactly what I mean by nice guys finish last. Let's talk to Reed in Los Angeles. I want to hear from you, listeners. Reed in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Mark, good morning. This is Sunday morning, buddy. We should be talking church.
I know.
This kind of sounds like it. Do unto others before they do unto you.
Uh-huh. Well, so in a positive way.
I have a little trouble with that. I hate to admit that you're
good.
Right, but I'm a personal trainer / gym salesman. I sell gym memberships and I personal train. And, well, good for the other people, but I really think when you plant good seeds, it comes back to you some way, somehow, and I see a lot of corruption around me, and those people are more successful than me.
Okay.
They are more successful. They're making more money. But in the long run, I wonder who really is going to win. I mean, we're talking, I'm a new father as well.
And, good for you.
And they're making more, yeah, congratulations, thanks. They make a boatload more money than I do, but I just can't seem to, like I said, screw them before they screw me. I just can't do it.
Okay, well, let's talk about this. Now, Reed, this isn't about manipulating the customer or doing what is not in the customer's interest. Mm-hmm. In this example that you heard, didn't I do everything that was in the customer's interest, in fact?
I was very impressed. I was, geez, I'd be, if I was a girl, I'd be taking my pants off.
Well, but here's the deal, though, is that you, just because the other folks that you see that are successful by manipulating people, mm-hmm. and it's not in the other person's interest, it's all in their own interest, that doesn't mean that you can't use these same principles, but use an ethics base.
That's the thing. I feel so guilty. I feel so into the other person that I know that the knowledge that I have is not worth.
But let me see. Here's the thing, Reed. If you always agreed with your customer, let's say I came to you for personal training, which I probably should do, Matthew. No, actually, I don't look too bad. I'm at my perfect weight. I just need to move a little bit from the middle where my belly is to the top where my chest is.
Already.
And I weigh 170 pounds, so I'm not overweight.
You're doing all right.
But yeah, but I mean, I could use some help. I'm 50. I need to build my muscle density. And if you didn't take the position that, you know, to incite some conflict and to create some confrontation, do you think that I would ever change?
Well,
if you made it too easy for me, am I going to change?
Yeah, but at the same time, you want the customer to feel comfortable with you. And when you come from a point of, I am Mr. LA 1995, you are 50-year-old radio announcer, fat, out of shape, you know, then I feel like I've put you on your heels. And you come at me with claws a little bit, and then the whole verbal banter about how much is it going to cost.
Right, I hear you.
I want to make a customer feel comfortable, and
right.
I don't want to screw him because I know in my heart that the knowledge is not worth as much, just like a car. I used to sell cars, too.
No, it's not the knowledge. Let me interrupt you, though, because I only have like a minute and a half left.
Right.
It's not knowledge. We're talking about inspiration. See, knowledge is passe. You can go to the internet and get tons of knowledge, but it's inspiration. When you can hold someone...
Exactly.
Yes, it's inspiration. Mm-hmm. When you can hold someone accountable, not because you want their money or you want to win,
mm-hmm.
you hold them accountable because it's going to help them win. You see, that's what's going to create an environment where that person wants to grow.
The other people around me, though, they are counting the reps, and they're looking off, and they're looking at some skirt, or they're thinking about...
Who cares about them? You're working with me. Your focus is on me.
Exactly.
Should be.
Yeah, that's what concerns me with what you say, the... Screw them before they screw you.
No, I never said that. You will never hear me say
right,
screw them before they screw you. Never.
Congratulations.
No, I would never say that. It's always, whenever we're doing this, we're rejecting people. It's in their interest. Listen, we're going to get you some information, Reed. Let's make sure we have your email and we'll get you some more information, get your head around this. Folks, I know that this is tough. I want you to go to the website. Go to markdio.com. And I want you to email me, mark@markdio.com. You've listened to this. You couldn't call in. It wasn't appropriate. You know, you didn't have the time or the place. But I want you to email me right now. And I'm going to make this work for you. This is a concept you have to get your head around. Stop being the nice guy. Stop chasing people around. It's not about chasing. It's all about attracting. Go to markdio.com. If you want to see more about the program, attractmorebusiness.com. It's markdeo.com. Or email me, mark@markdeo.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about this next week, Matthew. Seems to be a great deal of interest. Do this, folks. Have a positive, a profitable, and a very power-filled week. We'll see you next Sunday.
The Small Business Hour is brought to you by CBeyond, the last communications company a small business will ever need.